Connected, intertwined. Question whether the gerus is effective, which is really a most fundamental issue. But the secondary issue, if you will, with which we started, assuming the gerus is valid, may the man who's Jewish from birth marry the woman who converted, assuming the conversion is valid? So the Mishnah says no, if there were rumors about their being intimate before the conversion. Again, if Rashi's reason is because it's going to confirm those rumors. And the Rashba's reason is because there's things like people are going to say that, well, the Ritva is the same thing, we read it inside, that he was converted, conversion for the sake of Znos, a marriage for the sake of Znos. Footnote asks, what's wrong with the marriage for the sake of Znos? We have to marriage Hashem Shemayim with a very high Madrega, but you know. So we explained the whole thing is one big scam of Znos, Mitchila Vatzov. That's why I was not accepting that Mitzvah Aryeh that we read from the Arthur Apostle, who said that according to the Rashba, even if there were no rumors of illicit behavior before the conversion, it should be no good because they'll say there was conversion of the shame's nose. No, that's not the shame's nose. That's a conversion for the sake of being with a man. Okay, many women want to be with a man. It's not the shame's nose. They're fakert. They were overcame the Yetzirah and they were not at all together. And when she was in the status of a non-Jew, fakert. Give him more credit. That's why I didn't want to accept that chukma. Fine. No, this is Chav Zayin. So how do I get the Chav Vav? Just go back.
Right click.
Yeah, you click here. I'm so sorry. We have Chav Vav and Chav Ches, but not Chav Zayin. That's the one we went. We're not gonna. Okay, there we go. So we left off. We covered quite a bit of ground yesterday. We are not finished yet. Where are we here? Middle of Hay, am I correct? I think we left. Oh, yes. This is something fascinating. Let's start from Hay again. Okay, we'll take it from the top of Hay. I saw the Beis Yitzchok. Chelik Yordeas, Chelik Beis, Shekosav Kein. The Kev and the Ika, Umdun and the Muchach. Floshach was the Dvorm, Shevulei, Bein and Dvorim. Lo Havi Kabbalah's Geirus. Sure. I want to tell you that there's some people out there who claim that this whole thing about Kabbalah's Mitzvahs is a fraud, which is perpetrated by the right-wing rabbinate. And the one they blame the most is the Beis Yitzchok. He's the one who started this crazy idea that if a convert has no intention to keep any mitzvahs, that the conversion is no good. Till his time, everyone assumed, as long as you went to the mikveh, and if you were male, you had a milah, no problemo. That's what goes on. A whole book is written about them. This book is also sort of written, not the one I showed you yesterday, but years ago in English, somebody wrote up and sent me a whole book saying it all starts with the Beis Yitzchok. And certain rabbis today in the world out there keep saying the same thing over and over and over again. Only started from this Beis Yitzchok. It's all his fault. He was writing in the late 19th century. Until that time, it was assumed from Matan Torah and on, you become Jewish by saying, I want to be Jewish. You don't have to accept any mitzvahs whatsoever. Yeah, that's what's out there. Well, that's where to spend some time. Maybe there's some truth to it. There's some people who may hold that way. I'll show you some surprising sources that are unknown to most people in the world. We like to be intellectually honest. Seems to me, however, it's far from a foregone conclusion that the first person to wake up and say you need mitzvahs is Kamosis is the Beis Yitzchok. We'll see soon as we go. Gam es tapik sham is very, very important. Beguf hadin. The mekablin bechutz midavarecha. It's a mefurish gemara in Bchoros. I feel a dictator of the very sofim. So in his var mefurish, he gam the yevid lo havi ger. Doesn't say. It says a mekablin. Who be shabbos taflam and al mehillel tzas raya de mahani. Now we're going to have to understand what happened with Hillel. We left off yesterday. We really didn't have a chance to look and see what happened with Hillel. And we have to read the gemara and the Rashi exactly what happened with Hillel. What happened? Everyone knows Hillel was a great man. And there were three different cases in the Gemara, back to back. Three Gerim, Shammai pushed them away. Hillel took him in, and then the three Gerim met. And they were so excited. And they would thank Hillel. If not for him, we would not have been able to come Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. What a romantic and dramatic Gemara. But what exactly did the Gemara say? Maybe she put this on the screen. Shabbos Lamed Aleph. Just don't erase. I want this later, but just a regular Gemara. Let's see the Gemara in Vilna Shas. Shabbos Laman Aleph Laman Aleph. Then we can see it inside. Which has Rashi there too. Yeah.
Is this a different story than Chaim Wozer? Because Chaim Wozer was saying that Dafka Geras is considered Dvar Rav Shabbali, and therefore Dvar Rav Shabbali cancels it. But here he's saying it's under the Muhammad, the guy was never.
But well, I need some Rashi's too. So can you give me a Vilna Shas? I want to just people once in a while to stop seeing Bar Ilan and seeing Gemara that we're used to. It would be helpful to the especially we need Gemara and Rashi. I'm sorry, it's hard to do that to go through Bar Ilan.
I have no idea.
Bar Ilan doesn't have Vilna Shas.
No.
Can you get me a Rashi too?
Yes.
So you put the with Rashi. Okay. Very good. Okay. Let's take a look. Let's take a look and see the Gemara with the Rashi. Good. I'm sorry it's not in the traditional print, but it's fine. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan is where it starts. Maisa, the Gemara is before about the bet, the famous bet. You know, when the guy's trying to bet, Hillel's going to get angry, he lost $400. Okay, that's not for Aryan. Nochu Yechabalim Tnei Shammai. Kama Torah Yesh Lechem. Shtai. Torah Shabuksav, Torah Shabapet. Bechsav Yamamilcha. Shabapet Yamamilcha. Gaireni Amanash Talamdeni Torah Shabuksav. Gorbo. Votzia benezifa. Get out of here. You want to become a reformed Jew? You believe, I don't think they believe it, but you want to become some kind of an improper Jew who believes only in a biblical Jew, a Karaite? You don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh? Out. Bolef Nehillel. Gairi? What's Hillel here? Just like this? He was Megair, a guy who's Beferish. He only believes in Torah Shabbat Chsav. Doesn't want to be Torah Mamincha. I don't believe you. Yomakama Omale Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Start teaching him. Lemocha Apechle Dalet Gimel Beis Aleph. Omale Vohesmo Lo Amrit Li Hochi. The guy was a sharp guy. He remembered from the day before that Hillel told him. Oh no. That Hillel told him the other order. Omalo Lav Alai Didika Samchis. The Alpenamis Mochalai. You lying on me. So if you rely on me that Aleph Beis Gimel Dal, not Dal Beis Gimel Beis Aleph, got to rely on me Torah Shabbat Peh. Wow. Okay. Rashi. Oh, let's first see. Yeah. Let's take a look. Hotziya Benazifa, the Tanya, Habol Kabel Devar Chaveres Chutz Midavar Echad. Could you see it inside? Hele Garashi quotes it. Now what did Hillel do? Guy Ray, Visamach al Chochmoso, Shesofo, Sheyar Gilenu, Likabel Olof. Very nice. Fret the Hele Garashi to Gamar Bechoris. You can't do that. Chutz midavar echad is no good, says Rashi. To lo daim yahal lechutz midavar echad, shelo haya kofer b'torah shabal peh. He never denied it completely. Ela shelo haya mamin shehi mipia gevura. What Rashi said? The Gemara explains over here. Torah shabichsav, I believe you. Shabal peh, I don't believe you. What do you mean I don't believe you? I don't believe you. Rashi explains means. I'm not so convinced that it's divine. Rabbi said there's too many of non-Orthodox Jews today all this way. Torah Shabbat, oh yeah, it's divine. But Torah Shabbat Peh is not divine. So this guy is one of those, Chevra. So that's what he seemed to suggest, to think. Okay. But he was not kofar. Didn't say it was true. Just wasn't sure. It was Mipi HaGvura. V'hilol huftach she'achash yilamdenu yismach olam. Apple, Tashrak, whatever. Lag Samhus, Minayat, your dash, Zu Aleph, Zu Beis. Ashlamaticha, Miss Samach, the light. Del Penami smoke of the Vare. And apparently, at the end of the day, it was success. Okay, everyone got the Gemara so far? You see the Gemara? Is it clear? Gemara Rashi, clear. Yes.
The chinuf that a gear has to go through, does that have to happen before?
It goes to the mikvah?
After the actual gear.
Nah, you saw the Gemara in Mam Zion, it was on the Maramakovs. It melodia mixtus, mixtas mitzvos kalos, mixtas mitzvos chaburus. He accepts them, right? We'll see later what that means exactly, and then you'll put them in the mikvah, and the rest we'll figure out later. Where's it derived from? I told you, Mamar Asina, Nasa V'Nishma. That's where it all comes from. It increases in Daf Ches, Daf Tes. Look it up. So, do we know all the Tayag mitzvahs? We said Nasa V'Nishma. Yes or no?
No.
No, of course not. We knew some of them. We had been given some mitzvahs. We had Shabbos and Kibbutz Av Aim. Some say Paraduma. The different various texts and Parshas B'Shalach and Rashi, which came before Matan Torah. We had the mitzvahs used for trying. We had carbon paste. We certainly had all those things in Parshas Bo. A whole peck mitzvahs we had. You look up in the Sefer HaChinuch, right? How many mitzvahs come before Anochi Hashem Elokecha? You know, that's Anochi is the first, right? That's the first thing. But how many come before? Anyone know? Have any idea? Any clue? I think the number is 20-something, if I'm not mistaken. I think. But, so we already knew 20-something mitzvahs. Okay, so yeah, we know 20. And then we'll accept the other 500-something, whatever it is, whenever we find out about them. That's the Pashup Shah. This fellow seems to not have done that, right? Because he seemed to say, I don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. So Rashi changed the Poshup Shad. Poshup Shad in the Gemara is, Shabbat Peh Eini Mamincha. He's not, he's, how should I say it nicely? He's atheistic. I don't believe you. I don't believe at all in Torah Shabbat Peh. I only believe in Torah Shabbat Chesav, and Torah Shabbat Peh is all garbage, as some people say today. Rashi tempers it. What did Rashi say? Rashi said, Lo yakov b'Torah Shabbat Peh. That's the simple Shabbat Peh. He was kov b'Torah Shabbat Peh. I don't believe at all Torah Shabbat Peh. Rashi tempered it. Maybe the reason why Rashi tempered it. What did Rashi say? Lo yamamen shimipi agvura. I can't accept it on myself the belief that all of Torah Shabbat Peh is mipi agvura. And he'll rely on you to be able to convince him. So what's Rashi trying to say? So there's a very famous book written by the Rosh HaYeshiva of our yeshiva, Rabbi Norman Lam Shlita. Who knows what book I'm referring to? The English book. Could be its first book of the sermons. Could be the first one. Anybody know? Shaul, you don't know? Faith and Doubt. You ever heard of that book? Probably put on the screen. Faith and Doubt. The first, I'm not mistaken, what do they call it? The title article is the first one, I believe, Faith and Doubt, where Rabbi Lam focuses on this Rashi. If I can get it in the library, maybe they have it downstairs in the Beis Medrash. They have the Rosh Hashiva's English firm, or only have Hebrew firm. Are they in English firm in our library? In our Beis Medrash? Probably not. Okay, in the library, sure. It's Faith and Doubt. Rabbi Lam explains what his understanding of Rashi is, that the reason why Hillel was able to accept this individual is because he was an agnostic and not an atheist. An atheist said, I believe there's no God. And now he says, I'm not sure. So he understood it to mean that he put the focus on Shelo Hoya Kofa B'Torah Shabbat Peh. He wasn't an atheist. He was an agnostic. He didn't know. Now Rashi didn't use those words. Rashi said, Elo Shelo Hoya Mamet Shemi Pi Agvura. If you look in Rabbi Lam's book, which I didn't have a chance to look in since I saw this Rashi. Anyone have a copy in your room? You won't say for the record how many people raise their hands. Okay, yes, I'm sorry.
The way that I was reading it was Shalom Hayamam and Shahimi Piyakur was going back on Torah Shabbat Peh.
Right, agreed, 100%.
So he believes definitely that there is...
Oh. So that's how I learned Pshat and Rashi. I think it may be different than the Rosh HaYeshiva, so I'm a little bit careful. So I haven't seen his book yet. I saw it a long time ago. But I'll tell you what my pshat is. But what do you want to say?
I was just going to say, I don't understand what that means. That you're kofar b'Torah Shabbat, that he's not kofar b'Torah Shabbat, he doesn't believe it's from God. Then what does it mean that he believes it exists? And no one can deny that it exists. They're practicing some law. I mean, you could say it's made up, but no one can deny it exists.
So let's try to analyze what is going on over here. Let me explain. I'll give you my pshat. I'll give you my interpretation. Rabbi Sai, my interpretation is that this Yid, this Ger, who Hillel was Megayer, he sat in the shtibel and he shuckled like everybody else with his talis, which is the only based in Torah Shabbat Peh, with his tefillin, that's avada based in Torah Shabbat Peh. I have no idea where he's putting it. He put it here, and he didn't put it here. It wasn't the Karoi. He absolutely conducted himself like any other Yid in the shtibel. It was indistinguishable from any JFB, FFB, whatever you want to call it. Indistinguishable. Only one thing. Only one thing. Only one thing. He did not believe that Torah Sheba'al Peh came from Hashem. Not like Rabbi Lamb, he was in doubt. No, that's not what Rashi said. He didn't believe it. At that point in time, he thought, well, the rabbis interpreted the Torah, the very wonderful rabbis, but it's not divine. The rabbis decided that what Bein Einecha means in your forehead, high on your forehead, and not between your eyes. Okay, maybe God meant it, didn't mean it. The rabbis, they're the ones who are the balabatim on the Torah, and they're not coming from Hashem. That's what he believed. And he followed the rabbis blindly. He was indistinguishable in his practice from anybody else. He'll ask me a shayla, Rabbi Osai. That's also not a Kabbalah Samitzvah. He's a koifer, an apokoiris, a min. God doesn't believe in Torah Sheba'al Peh is min HaShemayim, is a koifer. Morid the Malamal, look at the Rabbi Yochel's tshuva. The answer is as follows. I'm just giving you my pshat. The guy was Mekabel Torah Shebiksav. He's not an FFB who decided to rebel against the understanding that we've had since Mamad Har Sinai, that Torah Sheba'al Peh is Mi-Sinai from Hashem. He was never exposed to that. So from that perspective, we'll call in our language a Tinik Shenishba, he grew up a Goyim. Hillel felt as follows. If you're logical, and you believe in Torah Sheba'al Peh, and you believe that there is Torah Sheba'al Peh, then the next step is to believe what the transmitters of Torah Sheba'al Peh say about Torah Sheba'al Peh. In other words, he believed in Torah Sheba'al Peh. He put his tefillin right over here, like all of us, not over here. Except the question became in his mind, come on, Hashem gave a Torah Sheba'al Peh to Sinai. Ah, come on, it's too hard to believe that Hashem would say so much to us to tell about. He couldn't believe it. But logically, it's an inescapable conclusion. If you read the defenders of the faith of the 19th century, who were there to fight against those individuals who had rejected Torah Sheba'al Peh, from the reformists and the Bible critics, etc., 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 such as Rav David Tzvi Hoffman and Rav Sham Shmuel Feuerl Hirsch, most of these fights were taking place in Germany, out the battlefield, and the Malbim in his own way. The whole Malbim from Tchila Vatzov is really trying to explain you can't learn Torah Sheba'al Chasav without Torah Sheba'al Peh. That's really what you think what the Malbim is all about from the beginning to the end. So it's illogical. And in fact, Hillel knew this Ger was a logical fellow. He jumped to conclusions he didn't understand that the Torah Sheba'al Peh is Mipiyah Gvura. And in short order, Hillel convinced him that it was. Nope. So the question is, but the person was not Mekabel Kol HaMitzvahs. He said, Chutz Midavar Echad. Here's the answer. The answer is as follows. He didn't deny Torah Sheba'al Peh. He did not believe, at that point in time, he did not believe, as Rashi explained, he did not believe that it was Mipi HaGvura. Which means, there was a shortcoming in his acceptance. What does that mean, there's a shortcoming in his acceptance? It means Hillel was trying to convince him that the two Torahs, Torah Sheba'al Chasav and Torah Sheba'al Peh, he wasn't yet at the Madrega to fully grasp what Hillel was telling him with respect to Torah Sheba'al Peh. You know why? Because Hillel didn't have a chance to fully explain himself what Torah Sheba'al Peh is. So Hillel understood that the Chasar was not really in the Kabbalah, Rabbi Osai. The Chasar was in the Hodah. When we saw yesterday in Achiezer from Mechem Deshlomo, Hillel had not yet explained to him appropriately that why it was muchrach, it was inescapable to assume that the Torah Sheba'al Peh was from Min HaShemayim. So he didn't tell him all that yet. Yes, he said, I have Torah Sheba'al Peh, I don't believe you. Which Rashi explains, he didn't believe, if it meant he didn't believe, he didn't do it, he put his film down here. He's not a ger, chutz mirechon. But he put his film here. He just at this point didn't fully understand that it's Min HaShemayim. So Hillel attributed the chesaron to himself. I wasn't maldiah him properly. He did a hodah and a kabbalah upon a hodah. So here, I try to explain to him, I had two Torahs, so I'll explain to him, I'll finish the hodah, And why would it have to be a Kabbalah? It's short, Kachava. Allah Beis Gimel, Dala Tov Reish. Yeah! That's my interpretation. Yes, sir.
Is it possible maybe to say that Kabbalah and Mitzvos is really just that is a Kabbalah to do that, not necessarily what you actually...
Okay, very good. So Ben is taking a different shot. Maybe Kabbalah and Mitzvos is only in what we call in our language today, forgive the expression, orthoprax, not orthodox. I don't know what the word dox means. Anyone from Greek can talk about to Greek. What does dox mean? I think dox is more has something to do more with thoughts, or than with practices. That's why I haven't taken Greek, but that's why I was led to understand. Orthodox has more to do with deus than has to do with meisim, and therefore that's they changed the word to orthoprax. They're people who keep orthodox practice, but their beliefs are not appropriate. It seems to me, Yaman, even though I hear what you're saying, I wouldn't say that. I would say if a guy walks in and says, I don't care what you're going to tell me, I'll keep every one of the 613, but I don't believe that they came from Sinai or they came from Hashem or this didn't come, that individual would be inappropriate to convert such a person. And if you need Kabbalah and Mitzvahs, he's not Makabal the basics, whether called Anochi Hashem Elokecha, whether it's called Pentishkach, you know, about Mamon Har Sinai, or the Lo Sosu Yom and the Smol, whichever one of the 613. Some of these deus are involved in the 613 as well, right? So I don't accept what you're saying. Although I hear what you're saying. I don't think it's necessarily correct. In any event, Rabosai, the Beis Yitzchak thinks, okay, are we going to go click off? Oh, my mishpat behind. We'll click off by some divine. Let me get back. How do I get back? Torah Shabbat Peh, you see? Torah Shabbat Peh knocked off this off the screen. How do I get back to the Gemara? To the Achiezer? I want to go back to Achiezer. How do I do that? From the bottom? Okay. Thank you very much. Simon Choma. Press here? Mm-hmm. Thank you. Oh. You're teaching me slowly but surely. Okay. See, I trust you. It's Torah Shabbat Peh. I don't know how to run a computer. I rely on you to press this button, to press that button. You're my rabbis, yes?
So how do we understand the word kofar in Rashi? What is it?
I'm sorry. Eineno kofar, Rashi said.
Yeah.
Bitorah.
So kofar means to deny with knowledge?
Right.
As opposed to ma'aminos to not...
That's right. The way I understood it means he was insufficiently trained to understand the depth of what Torah Shabbat Peh means. And Hillel was convinced that just explain. He's a logical guy. Just explain. Allah Beis Gimel Dalet. What was it? He gave an hour and a half shiur klali. He said, Alav Beis Gimel Dalet. The first shiur took 2 seconds. Next day he said, Tov Shresh Shin Resh Kuf. What? That's enough. 2 seconds enough to convince the guy that he has to believe in the rabbi completely. Otherwise, the whole thing makes no sense. The whole system makes no sense. Okay? That's how I understood. Back here. We're in Hay. Now, okay. V'yesh Litchos. 2 words in Achiezer. V'yesh Litchos. Again, he says over here, Kevan Shabidiyev lo haviger ech kiblo. I want to tell you that this raya of the Beis Yitzchak, that he wants to suggest this, is given by the Netziv in a very little known tshuva. A little known tshuva. I'm curious for my information. You have a Bar Ilan? Meshiv Dover. I'm pretty sure Meshiv Dover is on the Bar Ilan. But I'm just curious how many halakim they have. And I think that the reason that the people who study Bar Ilan and make books don't know about this Nasiv, I'm guessing it's not in the Bar Ilan. Four, correct. There was a chelek hay, which I guessed was not in the Bar Ilan. You can see where all these books come from. They're all generated by Bar Ilan. Because you can see what's not in Bar Ilan, it's not in. This is such a. For those who know, this is. The Nasiv says something which is mind boggling. I have it in front of me. I'm going to ask you to look at it yourself. It's Chelek Hey Simon Mem Vav. Towards the end. I'm not going to read it today, unless it comes to it early. I don't think we'll get to it. But you read that. If anyone writing this book would jump on this Kemotzei Sholol Rav, but they weren't Motzei it. I was Motzei it. Someone tipped me off that this tziv exists. Not in the Bar Ilan. Okay? He says along these lines, based on Gemara Bechoros, that if a guy does not, again, he's learning over here that the only time it's no good, again, But the Eved, he says, no, but the Eved clearly would be good. The Raya from Hillel. He accepted the Raya from Hillel, the Dinaziv. Chayez says, Yesh Litchos. Was Yesh Litchos? I think, according to what Rashi said, is Yesh Litchos, the way I understood the Rashi. Okay, I have to look at Rabbi Lan's book and see how he understood it. V'yuyin Shom, Shehevi Raya, Me'avor Zora Samach Dalim at base. To Sfirah La'acherim, to Machlokos Chachovim and Acherim, the Gertosha of Hushakibal Olof, call our mitzvahs hamuras b'torah chutz miyisin nevela. How do we pass? Anyone know how you pass with the ger toshav? Anyone know? Seven mitzvahs is enough. The difference is, what is it? 612 to 7. The difference of what? 605 mitzvahs. To be a ger toshav, must you accept 612 or 7? That's a pretty big difference. It's 605. Okay. Chacham anachem fight. Says the Beis Yitzchak, v'yisalka daitach the kibul olav chutz midover echad haviger, amai haviger toshav, ho haviger gomur. The guy accepted 612. Just the veil is, he could not go to KFC and McDonald's. He's had to go. He wouldn't eat chaz for sure. He's in the veil. Huh? Is that a good riot? What do you think? Is it a good riot? He thinks it's ridiculous. Ein zeraya klal. That filu im name of the key em kol haTorah umol gam kein. But you don't have to do the bigger toshim. Abel holo tovah. The ein at tefila mi mitzvah haTorah she yisro mechuyeva v'meled lo haviget. The guy didn't go into the mikvah. He didn't go into the mikvah. Or as others put it, even if he went to the mikvah, he never wanted to become a ger. He can't become a ger against your will. He wanted to only be a ger toshav. In a chenami, if you would accept the 612 and want to be a ger tzedek, maybe you would be a ger. Ger tzedek would be too much. Ger issues in Yisrael, he'd be a ger. Ubi the Rashi the Mukayosim Mavua the Mefarshim Shalom Mol Gam Kain. Uyin be Rishami Yevamas Perikches Shmuel Barabchia Barabiyuda B'Shem Rachinim Ger V'Toshim V'Galgul Imoim Yud Beis Chodesh Shemchazib Arei Yofev Imlav Arei Yukigoy Luchol Dover. He thinks, therefore, that the Raya is no Raya. The Beis Yitzchak's Raya, that he is a Jew, is not, that he's, excuse me, that he is, what, which Raya is the Raya? That's what? That it's, that's no good even by the Yevon. It's not a good Raya. Ach misvara nira. The cave in the Kabbalah the mitzvahs ma'akev, bevadai beinan she kabbalah kol ha-mitzvahs, finished. Even be the kuva. So the Chaim Moshe comes to the conclusion that ma'akev b'diyem. Only one thing. Elosheish is tapek im eino mekabel diktuk echem itdivei sofrim. The efshad the menat Torah aviger, cave in the kibbalah kol mitzvahs the Torah. Only doesn't skip the rabbonis. Vulai cave in the middle of the rabbonis asnayo below sosur, havik imastal divrei Torah v'torachim. Now Rabosai is the famous Malchus, the Rambam and the Ramban and Shorash Aleph Sefer Mitzvahs. What is included in Lo Sosur? Rabbinic interpretation, the Ramban, or even rabbinic innovation. So when you say Chutz Mitzvah Sofer, it depends that it includes both. So it'll be the Ramban Kedisay, the Rambam Kedisay. We're not going into that right now. Bottom line, Rabosai, we saw today, he's saying that what? That he thinks it's Makif. So the guys, we already had seen earlier, though, that Reb Chaim Moshe wasn't sure how do you translate the words Mekabel Chutz Midavar Echad. What's that question? That question was, let's see where I can find it again. Now I'm lost here. Maybe it's later. Okay, let's start from Vav. Linyan halacha. B'pshuto nira. She'ein lebezen kosher lekablo legeris. Kemen shekavanos l'sheimishas. V'gamacha shenizgayra asurlo. Mitzad nitin ala nochus v'nizgayra lo yisena. U'ma shechoshash malas kfoy teroso. Shema tovu lefnei reformer. Emes adam. Shezeu chashash godol. She'ez reformer lo tia hageris kedos. the mavur b'smir meish samaches siv gimel the kabbalah samitzus ma'akevus im einu b'yom uvishloshu b'chuliyam v'raizeh bezn posel v'edim psula v'gam di'etz the kabbalah samitzus im perushim shal ad a farmer b'deo seyem the kakozvos hare ein zeh kabbalah samitzus v'davar l'chutz v'davar echot. Yeah, so it's a bad thing if they go to reform. Mikom akom ein lanu lachash hazeh. It's not our problem. But our bezin kosher is dakek rak bofanim hamuvorim bepolskim lalocha. V'gamel tzadet lahatir isura zuta kadesh lo laver amaret isuchomu. Kmo she'omru be'erven daflamid beis, as the Marashdam says and the Marach Tzanz. So let's say naver lachatchila isa derabonon. Oh, he gives you what it says. Isa derabonon kadesh lo yaver al isa debol anochus. He's saying question. Maybe the rabbis should do an Aveira. What Aveira should they do? They should watch it. What's the Aveira? Megayer someone Lishamishus, Aveira number one, and Aveira number two to facilitate the marriage, even though it's a nitan. Do these two derabonans in order to prevent the guy from doing the rice of marrying a non-Jewish woman, she needs to die.